This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Respect Pays Off. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z to you on iMix Radio, me sister Zainab, and obviously, what can we say? Respect pays off. Respect always pays off. Respecting other people always pays off. And obviously, feeling respected by other people also pays off, because this is also something that is very healthy for our own self-esteem, and there's nothing wrong with having healthy self-esteem. So it's really important to respect others and to feel respected. So, but obviously, I want to mention something from one of the life of one of our famous martyrs from the Home Defense. So this is Ibrahim Hadi, who was always very respectful to everyone. So basically, no one ever saw him disrespecting anyone. And I don't know if all of us could actually say, "Oh, I've behaved like that always. I've never, ever disrespected anyone." I think maybe if we sort of introspect a little bit, we might be able to come up with one instance where maybe, you know, maybe we snapped at someone a little bit at one point, or maybe even used a bad word towards someone, or, you know, anything. And I just remind people, as we go through our days, you know, day by day, when we sit down to make dua, so after prayers, if we are in the habit of sort of remembering what we've done in the day, especially, you know, well, to remember what we're grateful for, that's something that needs to be included. But then also, very importantly, remembering, thinking about if there's things we did during the day that weren't so good, because obviously we should actually try to repent, ask for forgiveness for that immediately from Allah, because otherwise we'll forget. And then, you know, we'll get to Judgment Day and we'll realize, oh, there's all these things that we did and we never repented for them. And, you know, what happens then? Maybe we have to go into hellfire to compensate for that. Unless Allah is that merciful that Allah decides to forgive even that. But, you know, let's just make sure we repent in the first place. Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Trade with me, sister Zainab. And obviously, I was just explaining, just a reminder that we need to be obviously a little bit careful. And if we have been disrespectful in any sort of way to anyone, to also be aware of that and to make sure we repent, ask forgiveness from Allah. And, you know, also from the person. If we've been disrespectful or rude in any way, it's the best thing is that we also apologize to that person, because we've probably really hurt their feelings. But going back to, obviously, Martyr Ibrahim Hadi, so for sure, he never disrespected anyone. And yet, so what was he doing? So he's described as being so strong, physically strong too, and his spirit, his mind was so great that he influenced everyone around him. So it's not just that. And obviously, so he is very respectful. He's never disrespected anyone in his life, not in the slightest bit. And look at this impact that he had. And all the martyrs have had this impact on people. So, for example, Ibrahim Hadi had such an influence that many good and even bad people became wiser as a result of associating with Ibrahim Hadi. And obviously, then this sort of knock-on effect of that, you can imagine, if a bad person, someone with maybe slightly bad character, became wiser, sort of improved themselves as a result of having contact with Ibrahim Hadi, that means, and they also say this, that person then became more respected themselves. So that's a beautiful knock-on effect. And the impact on one person, in fact, it said, was such. So this person presumably wasn't doing these things before. So this person after associating with Ibrahim Hadi, fasted for 40 days with the intention of martyrdom, and he achieved his intention. So, you know, so these are all the things that we can achieve, inshallah, this beautiful influence and impact on people, if we are truly that respectful towards others. And obviously, as we've just heard, that also means maybe it can also have the impact that other people become even more respectable. So it's just a big win-win for all of us. So inshallah, we can all implement this if we're not already. So that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AIDZ here on Arab English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.